This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
All right, let's talk about this for just a little bit, and I imagine that this will not be a very popular stance with a lot of people. I love the fact that all the other sports have a draft lottery. Now, I think in some ways, some of the lottery rules are a little bit confusing. Like baseballs, you can't be in the lottery so many different years, and it ends up being confusing. But this would be my point. I want someone to explain to me why being the worst team in your sport should come with a reward. Having the first pick in the draft is a reward. Now, sure, it is not the same as you making the postseason and you advancing in the postseason or winning the Super Bowl. No one is arguing that. But out of all of the teams that miss the playoffs, you are by far and away in the best position simply by being bad. That part has just never really made sense to me. How the goal of the season is, well, let's try to win as many games as we can and be as competitive. Oh, well, if you don't, next year we will give you every possible resource and tool to try to help you be better the next year. No. Now, I don't like the way that the NBA does it where they don't just show it to you guys. I don't like that. I don't like that we do this lottery and it's if you're going to do a lottery and you're going to tell us that it's random how the top 10 or top 14 teams are selected in the NBA draft, then just do the lottery right there in front of us. Now, sure, some people are going to think that it's rigged. It seems really hard to rig it if there is just a big machine with the balls and now we are determining what, like, that isn't really, really difficult to rig to me. My conspiracy theory, I could think that about a lot of things. My brain won't let me get to that place when it comes to a conspiracy theory. But if the NFL is the television product that we know that it is, you're telling me that an NFL draft lottery would not be one of the best television things that they could create? Can you imagine if they did exactly what the NBA does? Hey, we're going to have former players. Hey, we're going to have current players. We're going to talk to them. They're going to get dressed up, and we're going to determine who gets the number one overall pick. We go into it having absolutely no clue who gets Arch Manning, and it's going to be randomly decided who gets Arch Manning. Sign me up for that. You just got to really convince me on why your team was so bad this year that your reward is we will give you the number one overall pick. Or at the end of the season, we all see these scenarios. Hey, if you guys win, then you'll have the ninth pick. If you lose, you'll get the second pick. You don't think that there's any pressure in that scenario to, hey, you know what? Why don't we start the young guy at quarterback this week? But he doesn't give you the best chance to win. Where I think the NFL gets off a lot easier than the other teams are and the other leagues where we just openly acknowledge that teams are tanking. I think teams are tanking and they're just tanking in a very different way by just simply not trying to be competitive at quarterback. And we see that happen a lot at the end of the season. We don't talk a lot about it because we're talking about the teams that can actually make the postseason. But we all know when there are a handful of teams that have simply given up at the end of the year, and look at who they're starting at quarterback. Well, you're starting Gardner Minshew this week. There's no chance you think that you're winning in this game against the on the road against the Philadelphia Eagles. I think teams tank in the NFL. It just looks a lot different than how it looks in the other sports. I am all for the NFL going to a draft lottery. You being the worst team in the league should not come with advantages. Having the first pick in every round is an advantage. Having the first waiver claim is a significant advantage in trying to improve your roster. No, that should be random with all the other bad teams in the NFL. That's how I would do it.
I also think it would be better because of how hyper important the quarterback position is. You're right. NFL teams don't tank in, you know, don't do it in public the way that other leagues do. But it happens. It happens all the time. Out of nowhere, you'll be like, hey, we're benching our quarterback and we're going to go to our backup. We just need a jolt in the offense. What? What do you mean you need a jolt? It's week 15 and you're 2-13. What do you mean you need a jolt? That's tanking without tanking. With how important quarterback is in the NFL, a lottery would be better. Because let's just use this year as the example. A draft that had one quarterback, two. If you want to count Jackson Dart, cool. But it was a draft that had one high-end guy. You're telling me at the end of the season, the Texans, Giants, Browns, all the Jags, all those teams in the top five are thrown into a lottery, and it's not a just, hey, the Titans sucked the hardest. They played Will Levis and Mason Rudolph the most, so they get Cam Ward. You actually, at the end of the year, had a situation where it's pure lottery. And then, let's say the Jags, in this example, win the lottery. Then they hold the most important trade piece in football. That would be far more exciting to me than, oh, the Titans stink. The Titans need a quarterback. Pick number one's a foregone conclusion. Most years, pick one and two are foregone conclusions. I think a lottery would be great because just how important quarterback is. Now, the race to get a quarterback is not just how many games can you lose. It's a little bit of a luck factor involved, or you got to hemorrhage assets to go get that person.
This is where I think that you and I might be the only people that feel this way. And this is where I think the NFL as a whole has done a really good job in how they market and communicate things. Text line 913-586-7965. CDOT, the NFL reigns supreme because of this very reason. There is more parity in the small markets, which gives everybody a chance to win. I'm not really sure how we can watch the NFL and actually believe that. Let me give you an example. We're all here in Kansas City, right? I mean, seven of the last eight Super Bowls have either had Patrick Mahomes or Tom Brady in it. The AFC Championship game has either had the Patriots or the Chiefs in it in every single year since 2011. We're talking 14 years in the AFC. That one of two teams have been in the game that determines if you go to the Super Bowl. We talk about parity in the NFL. Let me ask you guys this question honestly. How many teams in the AFC do you think this year can go to the Super Bowl? Because I think if you really tried to think about it, it's maybe four. Yes, Kansas City, Buffalo, and Baltimore. How many other teams do we think? I mean, we're saying this, it is the middle of May. How many teams do you think from the AFC can realistically go to the Super Bowl? Because I want to see you guys lie. There's no chance you think that Denver can go. Because if somebody told you Denver will win the AFC West, you would hate that person. If somebody told you the Chargers were going to win the division. So I don't want to hear if you don't think they can win the AFC West, you don't think they can win.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
In the Super Bowl. So, no other team in the AFC West we think can win the Super Bowl. I don't think there's any team we think in the AFC South can win the Super Bowl. So, it's what, 3-4 teams that could possibly do it? I think the NFL just simply markets the idea of parity more. Parity happens in Major League Baseball. We saw it here in Kansas City. A Royals team won 56 games and then won 86 games the next season and won a series in the playoffs. We should be celebrating that. Small market team, look at what they've done. They turned themselves into a possible winner. That would be the biggest story in the NFL. It's like the 19th biggest story in Major League Baseball. I just think that the NFL has just, they have marketed the idea that everybody has a chance. No, everybody doesn't have a chance. We're going to watch 17 weeks of the NFL. There's like 7 teams that realistically can do it. And the other teams are just out there for vibes. And yeah, we'll convince ourselves that, hey, man, the Broncos really got a shot. No, they don't. The Broncos don't really have a chance at doing anything. They have a chance at being good enough to make the year fun. They don't have a chance of doing anything meaningful. So I just think in all of this, I just don't know why we go out of our way to reward you being bad. Like, people talk about how much they hate mediocrity in the league. This goes beyond that. We just randomly determine, hey, you know what? We're going to give you Arch Manning just because you guys weren't good this year. No, why should that be the case? Why do you automatically get the best quarterback in next year's NFL draft? You didn't do anything to earn the best quarterback. You were the worst team in the league. No, that you shouldn't be able to do that. I hate it. No, you shouldn't be able to do that. No, you shouldn't.
Also, let's be honest about the NFL's parity. And I'm air quoting parity here with you. It's fraudulent. It's a product of the way they do their scheduling. Like, at some point this summer, we're going to, maybe August, so it's not on the horizon, we're going to do our NFL predictions, like we always do. And I'm going to say Team X can make the playoffs after not being a playoff team last year because they carry a fourth-place schedule. That's not real parity. That's the NFL watering down the bottom so they can promote the first to the last to first thing every year. We see it all the time. And then you see the NFL media machine churn out, oh, we had a last to first team in a division. Look how much parity we have. Well, when you give the last place team the first pick in the draft and the easiest schedule, yeah, they're going to start winning games. That's the nature of the beast. So I always get frustrated when people gloat and pound their chest, oh, the NFL is all parity. It's fraudulent. It's man-made parity because it's designed to always be churning teams out of that 7-10 to 10-7 wash.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
we've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.